Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, "Then we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." Christ's return will come about in this way. One word of command, one shout from the archangel, one blast from the trumpet of God, and the Lord himself will come down from heaven. Those who have died in Christ will be the first to rise. And then we who are still living on the earth will be swept up with them into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And after that, we shall be with him forever. The second coming of Christ will be inaugurated by the trumpet blast of the archangel. Cemeteries and seas will give up their dead. Christ will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. The event will be witnessed by all humanity. Every eye shall see him, from Revelation 1:7. From Adam to the baby born just as the trumpet sounds, every one of us will witness the moment. But not everyone will welcome it. Matthew 24:30 says, "All the nations of the earth will wring their hands as they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky in power and great splendor." You don't go to heaven by chance. You go by choice. And God will honor your choice. Those who acknowledge Christ as their Savior will arise to celebrate the greatest reunion of all time. Are you going to heaven? If you're not sure, don't let this day end until you put your trust in Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. That's good news about the great meeting in the air. From Vision to the Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.